What's up, everybody? This is Kevin, and you're listening to Generation Gap.
Hey guys, it's Alyssa, and welcome to Generation Gap. You already heard from my dad. Sorry, you guys started.
She's being a little stubborn this morning with all those coughs. Sorry. What are we talking about today, Alyssa?
We are talking about childhood memories and pastimes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like your way of growing up was a little bit different than the way that I did it. We did a lot more like outside imagination type activities.
Well, I did the same.
You did, but just not to the same extent, you know? So like, you know, most of the time your generation has grown up like, I want to say with technology, you know, we kind of covered like the TV portion of it last week. Yeah, like y'all have Netflix, y'all have these like high tech video games that like just entrail you and keep you there. Like, That's what you want to do. Like, our TV sucked. Like, our channels were horrible.
Oh.
So, we didn't really want to sit in there and watch TV. Like, you would have a show that you liked, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would come on air. Yeah. And then you'd have 30-minute episode. And then it'd move on to a different show.
Yeah.
So, you weren't really stuck in front of the TV very much. I mean, a little bit later on, I mean, they started coming out with the cable channels, started getting that MTV and stuff like that. But, you know, for the most part, my, like, young childhood, you didn't want to sit there and watch TV. There wasn't enough programming to where you really wanted to stay involved.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's do a little bit of the stories. What is one of your, like, biggest, like, little kid moments?
What do you mean?
Like, one of your biggest little kid memories.
Well, I don't remember much when I was a little kid. But, like, I remember the one time that we went to, what's that place called again?
Which place?
In Lubbock.
Oh, Main Event? Or...
No,
Joyland.
Yeah,
Joyland. There you go.
Joyland.
That amusement park.
I remember they had the water ride thing, I think. Sorry, I don't remember much. And I remember I went on this one ride. It was red. That's literally all I remember, because I don't remember that much. But that was a lot of fun.
Is that that roller coaster that they had over there?
Yeah, it was like red.
Oh, I remember.
And I went on it with you.
I remember you used to love roller coasters. You hate them now.
Well, I do. No, I love roller coasters. It's just I've gotten a little bit.
Well, for those of you that don't know, we went to SeaWorld a little while back.
And, no, I do not speak of that.
We went on this new ride. I forgot what it was called. It's like the Search and Rescue or something.
No, the Wave.
Yeah, the Wave Breaker.
Wave Breaker.
There you go. And yeah. It shot up out of there, and she was clenching that bar. Her eyes were so tight.
Okay, let's not talk about that. Next time we go, my eyes will be wide open, and I'll have fun. It's just, I was so scared. I don't even know why. I literally regret closing my eyes.
You regret closing your eyes?
Yes.
Okay, well, next time we go, then I'm gonna tape them open. How about that? Let's do that.
But you will never catch me on that still ill. No.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Well, that one's fun. It just shakes the crap out of me. But yeah, so your earliest like favorite memory, you remember going to an amusement park.
Yeah.
You know what my earliest favorite memory is? Digging a hole.
A what?
It don't sound that great, but see, I grew up on some kind of farmland. We had probably like 10 acres or something. Like it wasn't a whole lot, but but basically there was just dirt fields around us.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my brothers, we got bored, you know, like I said, no good TV. I mean, video games were very minimal back then. And we decided to go out and grab some shovels and start digging a hole in the field. And we dug that hole like 6 foot deep. Actually, no, it's probably like 10 foot deep. I mean, it was deep. And it was probably like 6x6 wide. So you could literally bury a body in there. And then we started like carving out like little ladders and little benches and stuff in the walls with the dirt. And it's just, I mean, that type of stuff was fun to me. I remember all that. I mean, I had a lot of fun, you know, just going out there and screwing around as a kid, which you don't see a whole lot of anymore.
Well, when I was younger, I used to dig in the dirt and look for worms. I love seeing the worms, so I'd dig like deep enough to go see them, and then I'd grab them and then put them in a pile and then just keep going.
Yeah, I like having memories like that, because you know, nowadays anybody can look back and think of like, oh, I did this real cool thing on my phone, or like even us right now, like, oh, I did a cool podcast. I mean, yeah, that's cool and all, but you don't have the memory of having an experience kind of like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I have stories. I have stuff that I did that isn't really in the norm, and even some of them maybe borderline criminal.
Oh.
Well, at least one of them. And that was the time I started a fire at my in our playhouse.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a really dumb story, but I mean, it's a funny memory to have, because we were real cold one day. Like really, really, really cold. But we wanted to play outside. Mm-hmm. And my dad was asleep. So we said, you know, let's go out, because the place that we were living at, it had this tiny little playhouse that I guess the last person that owned it built. And you know, it was like just kind of like a little 5x5 room. It had like a little loft thing on the top to where you could put stuff in there and whatnot. It's just a little playhouse. And We got in there and we were cold, so we had this old like metal pan. Mm-hmm. and we put a little bit of like sticks and wood and stuff in it and some dry grass, and we started a little fire in it. Well, at the time we didn't think that it was giving us enough warmth.
Oh my god.
So I mean, you gotta realize this whole time, my dad's asleep. Oh my. It's just us boys awake outside alone, and I mean, given I was probably, I don't know, I want to say like 10 to 12, somewhere around that area, maybe even a little bit older, I don't remember exactly, but so me and my three brothers were all like. Right around 2 years apart. I'm number three, you know. So one of them, he was getting pretty close to graduating high school, and his friend was out there with us. And he decided, well, we want a bigger fire. Well, we got this three-wheeler over here that don't work, but we know it's got a tank full of gas. So we got an old like 32 ounce McDonald's cup, and we turned the three-wheeler over to where the gas got in the cup, and we walked in there, and he filled it all the way up too. It was 32 ounces of gas we were about to pour into a pan. And he decides, all right, well, I'm just gonna pour a little bit, right, and that's it. I'm just going to pour just a small amount, you know, just get a little bit bigger of a flame going. Well, me, your Uncle Tanner, and your Uncle Dusty were all in there with them. Chase was smart. He was out on the porch, like, away from us. but he went to go pour it in, and when he did, then Dusty accidentally, like, clipped his arm a little bit. It poured out a little faster than he intended, to the point that it made a stream coming out of the cup, and the fire caught the gas and went up the stream into the cup that he was holding. And he panicked and slung it around to the back of him and caught the entire playhouse on fire.
Oh.
And Uncle Tanner's leg.
Oh, God.
So... I was stuck in there in a burning playhouse. My little brother, he jumped out of the window of it.
And then
Tanner was running out with his leg on fire, stopped dropping and rolling and slapping his leg until he eventually got the fire out. And eventually I just had to jump through the burning doorway, which after that we grabbed a water hose and we got it all like just completely, you know, put out. But God, it was stupid. None of us should have been there. None of us should have been doing that. But, I mean, stories like that are something you're always going to remember.
Yeah.
Especially the fact that after everything was done, we asked my dad if we could break down the playhouse since it's burnt, you know? And he said, okay. We didn't say what method we were going to use to bring it down. So a few minutes later, he heard his truck starting. And we tied a chain around it and pulled it down with his truck.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of difference in mindset. I mean, yeah, you guys have a little bit less of like creativity in that aspect, I would say, but like at least y'all are safer. I mean, what's your thoughts? Have I ever told you that story before?
Well, you told me that you burned down the playhouse, but you never told me how and like what y'all did.
Well, now you know. We were dumb. All right. All right. Why don't you shoot out a story here? Get you something that you're gonna let me know.
Okay. Well, there's all like when we used to go to Papa John's house all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every time we would go, we would always put, you know, the boat that they had on the front yard?
Yeah.
Well, like on the side, basically. Me and the brothers, basically me, Eric, and Cody, because Matthew was never there usually.
Yeah.
We would play multiple games on the boat. One game that we played, and we would pretend. Because, like, there were some tools on the boat.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need tools on the boat to work on the boat. So.
Yes, I know. And, the boys would pretend to fix the boat and pretend like we were going to some island or something. Or we would pretend like we're going to Hawaii or, like, somewhere out there in the ocean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we were just pretend, and like we pretend like we're in like an ocean, like with like hard waves, and like we're moving around and falling and stuff. And like they had these control things that you could flick up and stuff, and they'd be like, "Okay, hurry up, hurry up!" And we would pretend like our boat was like not working and stuff. Yeah. Another game we would play is where, you know, do they still have the dog? That was on that leash?
Oh, no, that one, she sadly passed away a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, that the red heeler one.
The one on the side of the house by the...
Well, or she might not have passed away. I can't remember. I can't remember if she passed away or if Uncle Tanner finally came and got her. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah, we haven't been there in a while. Another game we would play has to do with that dog. Like, because the dog would sometimes run after us, even though it was still on the rope.
Mm-hmm.
So we would all start off the boat, and then we would try to get on the boat without the dog catching us. Like, we'd run with the dog, like, go towards the dog, and it would run as it was trying to run towards us, and you'd have to try to get on the boat. That one was pretty fun. We were also scared, too, so. Okay. Yeah, and the last game that we played was this killer game. That sounds kind of not good, but we would all start off the boat and someone is the murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And you would run around and the murderer would try to kill you.
Is that what murderers do?
And if you were on the boat, like, you were safe. But you couldn't stay on the boat long because that's kind of cheating. But if you're on the boat, you were safe. And thinking back on it, it wasn't really safe of what we used as the weapon. It was like this rope, and it had like hooks on each side of it, so you could get her. It would literally.
So the hypothetical murder was gonna turn into a real murder, huh?
And like if you're on the boat, they would literally swing it over trying to get you. And if you're running around, they start swinging it. It was a lot of fun. Me and the brothers loved playing on that boat because it was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, before we go any further, I want to make a statement and point out that I had no idea they were doing this. I'm not a bad father. I'm not going to let my kids murder each other. But, yeah, I didn't realize they were swinging lethal items at each other. So, like, that's one of those good stories I like to hear. Like, what you just told me, it shows me that, you know, there is some hope for a bunch of kids nowadays. I mean, I try and limit my kids with the cell phones and the video game usage, and we try and make them go outside every so often. Lissa, you can attest to that. Like, me and Mama make y'all go outside and go play.
But I'm always outside.
Well, I know you're outside. You do your playing and stuff like that. But we don't want y'all to constantly stay connected all day. We don't want you constantly just sitting on a phone or a PlayStation or a cable or, well, you know, whatever, Netflix. But I do like stories like that. I like when I hear imagination because, you know, imagination is connected to creativity. Yeah. It's created to...
We use imagination all the time on the trampoline.
Yeah,
we play this
I know.
Game.
And I really enjoy it.
We pretend like we're superheroes. And I'm the villain.
Oh.
And I'm the most powerful.
You're the villain?
Yeah. And I'm
that the seems pretty accurate.
That's messed up. That's plain out messed up. But I'm always the most powerful. And
you're always the most powerful?
Yeah.
And I'm not. That's not as accurate.
Oh, dang. That's messed up. But yeah, we love doing that because, like, it makes us, like, We actually wish we had powers, you know? It'd be so cool. And, like, with the trampoline, we can jump around and stuff and do tricks and stuff. And it's just really funny.
And see, what I think is crazy is that we have instilled upon y'all enough to where you have to go play outside and you have to use your imagination. But for whatever reason that I still don't understand, none of y'all like to read like I used to read.
No.
Like, you just don't like to read books.
I do when they're interesting.
Yeah, like... You have to get hooked on a book in order for you to do it.
Yeah.
Or get forced onto it from school. But, you know, aside from that, you guys don't just willingly go and pick up any literature and go read. So, I mean, that does suck. But, I mean, as I was stating earlier, that is another one of those pastimes that we would do.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, if it's too hot outside, it's raining outside, whatever, nothing good's on, somebody else is hogging the one game system you have in your house because that's all you can really afford back then, because I mean honestly they made less back then.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't make as much money as you do now, so I mean we didn't have all the technology and stuff that was accessible to us, so every now and then I just pick up a book and start reading, and I grew to really enjoy reading and losing myself in a world like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you have for us for your next story?
Okay. Well, my next story. Well, I don't remember the exact age I was, but when I was, like, young.
Young. You still are young, but younger.
When I was younger, my grandma took my friend and I on a trip to this one place out of town. I don't really remember what the place was called. Like, since I was, like, young.
Was she just I don't quite remember that as much. Was she just, like, taking you there for... Just to take you there? Or was there a concert?
Oh, yes. An Elvis impersonator.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, her grandmother loved to take her to Elvis impersonator concerts.
Yeah, she once spent $200 on me for buying gifts and
but
stuff.
They seem to have the time of their life. Lissa had, like, so many freaking scarves.
I mean, so
like,
many.
The Elvis would give her scarves nonstop. He had a sweet spot for cute little girls in the front audience.
I was literally always in the front. I was never in the back.
Yeah, he wouldn't do the same thing anymore. You're not cute or little anymore.
That's messed up.
Just joking.
Anyways, even though I don't remember the place, I just remember that we like had a lot of fun. For the trip that we had a rental car, and before like the trip started, We went to the gas station, bought drinks and snacks, and thank God it was a rental car because we made a huge mess in the car because of me and Caitlin.
What do you mean, thank God?
Thank God.
So you got a rental car and you went and trashed the rental car, and thank God that you did it because it wasn't yours?
Well, it's because, okay, so Caitlin had this iced tea, and every time I would make her laugh, she'd spit it out, so it'd get everywhere, and like we were just eating, and like there was a mess. But
you need to stop telling jokes while people are drinking things.
Oh, hold up, my stopwatch.
Oh yeah.
It beeps at the same time every single day.
Yeah, she's always got to be messing with something. Got a stopwatch over there. She's been playing with slime this morning.
Yeah, and like when we arrived there, there was a lot of time before the show, so we walked around, looked up, like, and we ate and shopped. Like there was like these mini shops, and I remember Caitlin got this like Dallas Cowboy bracelet, and I got these pair of leggings.
Yeah,
I still have the leggings.
Do they still fit?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Well, because when I was younger, I don't know why I could say when I was young.
Well, because it's still young. Yeah. I mean, right now you're becoming more of an adult. I mean, you're pretty close.
Don't tell me that.
You got 3 years till I can illegally kick your butt to the curb. All right.
But I just lost my train of thought.
With leggings.
Leggings. When I was younger, the leggings were kind of big. They didn't really fit me.
They were
me.
Kind of big or really big?
They were really big.
Because you realize that was probably years ago, right?
Yeah, and I was like a twig. I mean, I was small.
And now what, you got those thunder thighs?
Anyways, and like when I started getting older, they started fitting more. Mm-hmm. But I haven't worn them in like a while because I don't really wear them anymore. But, yeah, it was a really cool place because, like, there was, like, a bunch of buildings. It looked like a mini town. Like, I don't know how to explain it. But it looks like a town that was, like, just put, like, small.
So it's, like, one of those little ghost town type things, like, western type.
I don't remember exactly, but it kind of gave me that vibe.
Because I remember you went on that trip. But, I mean, me and Mama didn't go with you, of course. You guys took off. We were home. And, I mean, there wasn't a ton of pictures from it. There's a few.
I only had one.
I've never really asked you about that trip before.
Yeah, no, I only had one. And I only have, like, one picture from there. But I legit do not remember the name or anything. I just remember it was, like, a cool little place. And, like, we were riding on this, like, golf cart. And, like, just riding up. Because, like, it wasn't a sidewalk. It was kind of like this weird pavement thing. I don't know, it was like looked like rocks.
Okay.
Yeah. Pathway thing, and like you just walk through and there's like buildings, and it was like really cool.
Well, see, I went to somewhere kind of like that. I had a vacation with my best friend TJ growing up, and we went to Balmoray and then Fort Davis, I think it was called. And that Fort Davis is like an old, like, it's an old fort from like Western era. So you walk through and there's all these like cabin type buildings and like
we've been to something like that. Me, Nana and Non. We actually been there like to a place like that. It was like it was pretty cool. Anyways, another thing that I remember from the trip is afterwards we went to like Denny's for breakfast, but it was nighttime. And, and Nana actually bought me and Caitlin these fans. Like, they're like the fan, like, like yeah. that you go like this with.
You yeah, know? You break them apart and then yeah. you cut them yourself. Yeah.
And like I remember me and Caitlin walked into that place, waving our fans around, acting like we were the boss, like acting like we were so cool because we had the fans.
Just taking a break in this story, I just want to point out that Denny's has been around forever, but I never see anyone eating there. I don't know how they stay in business.
Well, yeah, and it was really fun, and like we were eating Denny's breakfast at night.
Yeah.
And that's usually all I remember. I remember we were in this hotel, and then we like it was the morning, and then we left, and that's literally all I remember. But it was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like the little trips like that. But. Man, I was gonna tell you a story here, and as per my old age, even though I'm not that old.
Oh, I'm
still young.
Oh,
I'm so young.
Yeah.
So young.
Yeah.
Ain't that like, right, home skillet?
Do not say home skillet. That literally does not sound right. Anyways, oh, I have another time when like we went to. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Why do you say it like that? Oklahoma?
Yeah. It was for an Elvis festival. That means there's a bunch of Elvis impersonators
yeah.
there. And, you know, we were all getting ready in the bathroom and stuff. And she did my... I think it was in that place where my hair, like, she made my hair, like, she like used a straightener, made it like my hair go up on the ends.
So kind of like curl on the edges of them.
It's like this, and then my hair would go.
Yeah,
up
so
like
kind of like the 50s type hairdo.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of stuff from that Elvis festival. I mean, I got most of the stuff that I had from that Elvis festival.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun.
If you had to gauge though. But the way that you had kind of pastimes and kind of memories and stuff like that, and you compared it to today, like stuff that you do on the weekends and summer and stuff today, what do you think the real comparison is? Like, what do you do nowadays?
Watch Netflix.
Non-stop Netflix.
She
has literally been, we started watching a few shows, and I mean, like, she got into that Criminal Minds, and it's like a billion seasons, and she had it done in like no time. And then you said here lately it was Lucifer, right?
Lucifer. I recommend going to watch that show. It is really good. But I am so mad.
Are you trying to plug Netflix right now? Like, please sponsor us, Netflix.
Even though the last season will come into 2022.
Yeah, I know. It's a wait.
Like, I didn't even know, like, they, like, started actually barely doing the show this year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they just barely,
You gotta remember, Rona was a menace. She's even more of a villain than you on the trampoline.
But, wait, hold on. I keep forgetting what I'm talking about every single time I have to talk about something. Okay, hold on, let me think. Yeah, and like they just came out with season 5 part 2 on May 28th, but I didn't even know that. I started watching it the day after my birthday.
Oh.
Because I got sick and I was
You sound like you're still sick.
Allergies. It's allergies.
Allergies, okay.
Allergies.
Well, I'm going to make sure to stay a couple more inches away from you.
Allergies are not contagious.
Well, I know they're not contagious, but I don't know if you're a doctor enough to say that they're allergies.
Anyways, yeah, and like, I started getting into that show because I was just laying down in my bed most of the day.
Yeah.
And I finished that show pretty quick. And I also watched Vampire Diaries.
And Vampire Diaries. Okay, we get it. You're big in the Netflix.
And Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. All right, but let's take Netflix off the table.
Oh.
And we're not just going to talk about you on this one. We're talking about a bunch of people your age. What is one thing that everybody does on their time off, free time, whatever? I'm looking for a specific answer right now.
You go hang out with the friends?
What do you do while you hang out with the friends?
Go to the movies or like...
That's not what I'm looking for. I guarantee there's one thing that people do more than anything. Especially the young people nowadays.
TikToks.
There you go. Non-stop dancing... outfit change, funny, whatever. That TikTok is big. Everybody's doing TikToks. And if you're not doing TikToks, you hear a song on the radio, you immediately have to bust out in a TikTok dance.
Yes, because it's like...
And every single song has one.
Yeah. Like, and they like have different remixes of like songs.
And that's what's funny is like my generation, we hardly even danced. Like, we weren't even much dancers. You guys, we got 3-year-old kids dancing. But, yeah, I think that's about good, though. You know, I'm still just boring on the weekends. Just do my boring thing.
Yeah, I haven't done anything this summer except for watching Netflix.
Yeah.
The episodes I was watching were like an hour long each, so
okay, well,
get me entertained all
this,
day.
This next week we're gonna dial it back a little bit. We'll kind of tell them how it went. You're not gonna completely get rid of them, but you dial it back a little bit. Not as much Netflix, not as much TikTok. Get out and do something, make some memories.
Yeah, but like Madre never lets me go anywhere.
Have you asked? Recently?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't go to the go-kart place because she said she's still not ready and we were also watching the movie.
We gave you the option to go to that place. You wanted to stay at home with your parents and watch a movie and I was so proud.
No, and like I really wanted to watch the new Conjuring movie.
Yeah. But
a bunch of people
But yeah. Anyway, I think that's about good for today. I'm going to go ahead and give you your dad joke of the day.
It better be good, because mine was pretty good.
Mine's more of a little bit longer of a dad joke. It's not a quick quit.
Not the best. Like, the short ones are the best.
That's everybody's preference here.
No.
Okay, so...
They like my jokes better.
So, a man... gets called to a crime scene to identify his brother. Mm-hmm. The cop says, be careful though. Just be warned that the body's hacked up pretty bad. So the man walks over there and he goes, oh my God, that's my brother Reese. And he goes, the cop says, are you sure? He goes, yeah, I'm sure. Those are Reese's pieces. And that's been the dad joke of the day.
I have no words. That's kind of dark.
But it's pretty funny.
Totally hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha hee hee.
Ha ha hee hee.
Well, all right, guys. That just about does it for today. Lissa, do you want to take us out?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Generation Gap. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a positive review to help our podcast grow. Sorry. Be sure to stop in every Friday at 12 p.m. Central, where we will continue to discuss hits, trends, media, and so much more related to our generations. Thank you, and we hope to see you all there.
All right.
Dang, I rocked that.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.